I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:08 Friday morning. Take it easy wherever you're going. The weather is unpredictable at best. Oh. We're going to hop right into the new music. That's what happens on Fridays right around this time. A week and a half from now, we'll find out how all these records did on the charts. We are starting with the new Avril Lavigne album. It's called Head Above Water, and it's her first album in 6 years, inspired by her battle with Lyme disease. We heard a single that features Nicki Minaj on it a day or two ago called Dumb Blonde, which is kind of fun. So there's a little taste of it. The actual song Head Above Water that we've been playing here on the Alice. What else is on this record? Did you find anything else you liked?
Yeah, I mean, I love Avril. So here's I Fell in Love with the Devil.
Oh. Was she married to the Nickelback guy for
a while?
She was.
So is he the devil?
Chet Kroeger.
All right.
I like it.
You like that one?
She was also married to the guy from Sum 41.
Oh.
That was her first husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude.
Derek
Whibley.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I like it.
This is the same song.
Oh, I Fell in Love with the Devil. Give me another song.
Here's Crush.
I can actually picture, who's the chick who does all about that bass? I can picture
Megan
her singing
Trainor.
That song.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me another one.
Tell Me It's Over.
Funny, this sounds like one too. It's got that kind of old time.
Bop.
I wonder if, let me look it up.
Producers?
Mark Ronson involved at all?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like it a lot.
It's nice. Mm-hmm.
She's just grown up so much.
Yeah, it's good. I still love Skater Boy. It's one
absolutely.
Of my favorite songs.
What's the album called?
Head Underwater. Head Above Water. The opposite of what I just said.
Avril Lavigne is who's singing, people are
asking. Oh, yeah, sorry. This is the new Avril Lavigne
when
record.
When we played in Britain, I don't know what the name of the song is, but people have been comparing Avril's new song to Gwen Stefani's Bananas.
Oh, Dumb Blonde is the
is
name
that
of
what,
it. Yeah.
That,
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it has that kind of yelling, clapping. Cute. Uh-huh.
She worked with a lot of people. Ronson wasn't one of them, but she worked with that group of writers called The Matrix.
Oh, what else have they written?
Ryan
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Have you heard
of
that guy?
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera. He had one or two hit songs.
Yeah, they did.
So they're like a songwriting
team. The Matrix.
They bring in the Matrix and you write songs with them. That's cool.
Cool, yeah.
Next up is Chaka Khan. Let me rock you, Chaka Khan. It's her first album of new material in 12 years. It includes the title track, Hello Happiness, which apparently she performed at this year's Rose Bowl. Oh. So let's hear what Chaka Khan's up to these days.
Here is Like Sugar.
Bass is
I
going
I like the
up.
Groove, man. That is quite the bass line. It's gone now. I love this.
Listen to that guy.
Dude, it's great. Like Sugar. I like it. All right, give me another one.
You want the title track?
Sure.
Hello Happiness.
Find out who the bass player in her band is, Vin. Well, she's got a sound, man. That's funky. All right, give me another one.
Okay.
I hope the bass player isn't some keyboard player. Playing bass.
It's possible.
I know.
Like a Lady.
Well, it's nice to know she's not deviating from her sound. I mean, this is, you know.
Yeah.
Who is this again?
Chaka Khan. If you love Chaka Khan, there's a new record for you. Indie has her seventh album out today. It's called Worthy.
Here is What If.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you pull? Yeah, give me another one.
All right. This next one's called That Magic.
Oh, so earnest. Goodness gracious. All right, that's what Indie Ari's new record sounds like. It's called Worthy. I got some country stuff.
All right.
As you know, I'm really into. Yeehaw, brother. Florida Georgia Line.
I love them.
Can't Say I Ain't Country. They have a lot of guests on here. Jason Derulo, Jason Aldean, Hardy. I mean, you know about country. Who's this Hardy guy? And comedy bits as well.
Is that Dave Hardy?
I don't know. It just says Hardy.
Probably Dave.
Oh, okay. There's somebody named Brother Gervell who does, there's little comedy bits that they've sprinkled in. I'm not sure how that works, but okay. Florida Georgia Line, Can't Say I Ain't Country. What'd you grab?
Here's the title track.
Anything else that you want to play off of this one?
You sound like you don't want to hear anymore.
Well, I'm not a country fan, but I know that Vinny loves country.
I do.
All right, let's play a couple more then.
A couple
Hair
more.
Hair is simple.
Okay. Gotta love that banjo.
I like it.
It's great. Okay, give me one more. Here's, make it quick.
Talk you out of it.
Come on, you love that. Look at you.
Oh my God, you're
you
right.
Sing
I'm being won over.
Bad.
Let me guess. He's gonna talk her out of her clothes. Yeah. There you go. That's Florida Georgia Line. Can't Say I Ain't Country. Next up, we're gonna go to Trisha Yearwood. Another country artist. Her record is called Let's Be Frank. And it's all Frank Sinatra songs.
Oh, okay,
so
that is
I thought,
hysterical.
All right, let's do it. It's a Frank Sinatra
Trisha.
Tribute album. Trisha, let's be frank.
Drinking.
I think one might be enough on this one.
It's slow.
Feeling like, is there like Luck Be a Lady or something good on there?
Here's The Lady is a Tramp.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Tommy Igo would love this.
Yeah.
All right, that's Trisha Yearwood and a record called Let's Be Frank. It's all Frank Sinatra songs. Tedeschi Trucks Band has a record out today. These
guys are good.
They're good. I saw them open for the Black Crowes a couple years ago, and
he's a jam band.
Yeah, big jam band.
So Trucks is he the son of one of the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Something like that. And then Tedeschi's the chick,
not
right?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Why did I say that?
I don't like Allman Brothers.
It's the son of the Allman Brothers band guy,
right?
Dickie Betts. Wait, no. I can't remember.
He's got some kind of pedigree.
But he's good, and he's been on stage since he was a kid.
Right. And then what's the girl? The girl is the Tedeschi thing, right? Isn't there a chick in that band? We'll look it up.
I don't. Yeah, I have
Susan
never seen
Tedeschi,
him.
Susan Tedeschi.
Derek Trucks and Oteil Burbridge.
Okay.
I've never heard these folks before.
Well, I had.
You loved them.
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. I. they were certainly talented, but you know the problem was, I think I've told you guys this, like we went to this Black Crowes show, and it was a Friday night, and I expected the Black Crowes to go on around, I don't know, 10 at the latest. There were two opening bands. The show started at 8. Tedeschi Trucks wasn't off the stage until almost midnight, and then it was another 45 minutes before Black Crowes guy was just like, oh my God. And the Tedeschi Trucks only played 4 songs. It's just that each of them was an hour long. So I gotta love a jam band, don't
band.
I? Yeah. Yes, let me have that. Tedeschi Trucks have a new record out called Signs. I'm assuming that these are all shortened songs for the record that they can expound
Here's
upon.
Signs, High Times.
Okay. She does have a great voice.
Unfortunately, you have
Let's
to
go extended jam.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to quit your job the night of their concert because
oh my God.
You're not making it home in
you
time.
You cannot get back in time. All right, give me one more of them.
All right, here's Hard Case.
And they have that Southern Fried sound a little bit. Like they're good. And in their defense at that Black Crowes show, I wonder if someone kept coming out going, "Stretch it out."
Maybe.
They're like, "That's what we do. No problem. We'll stretch it out."
But, you know, these bands have always been, I shouldn't say all of them, because some are really good, but some bands are like, hey, we're here to party.
Yeah.
We don't got to work tomorrow. That's your problem.
Yeah.
So,
we're just going to play this song until we're tired of playing it.
Right.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a couple more. Did you say you grabbed one? There's this guy, Ry X, R-Y, and then the letter X. He's some Australian singer-songwriter, and Bryn liked him enough to grab a song. Because there's always question mark bands, like, oh, who's this?
I never heard of him. All right.
Unfurl is the name of his record. And what's the name of the song?
Untold.
All right. Boy, it's...
slow.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love this? Oh, my God.
To remind you of getting a massage?
Yeah, this is like massage music.
Yeah, this is ambiance music.
The beat's bothering me. It's like a lot of little clickety-clackety clicks, but the whole overall thing is so slow. Okay, I've had enough of that one. That's Rye X from Australia. And the band, the Fratellis, I guess John Fratelli was like, enough of that. So he put out a solo record, John Fratelli, Bright Night Flowers.
You know these guys?
I've heard the Fratellis.
It sounds like you've heard of them.
Yeah.
The way you know some story.
We were listening. I'm just making that part up.
Oh.
We were listening to them this morning, and he does seem like somebody I would like, so we thought we'd grab a song from them. This is John Fratelli Bright Night Flowers is the record.
Here's Bright Night Flowers.
All right. That's slow and dreamy. Okay. I don't hate that. I mean, I feel self-conscious for liking it because I'm feeling like no one else here likes it. But
I don't like it.
I don't hate it.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I think the rest of the Serengetis threw him out.
The Fratellis.
Whoever. They threw his ass out.
Like, you go live in your own dream somewhere else.
Yeah, that's no good.
Well, there you go. John Fratelli wraps up our new music.
Do you want to hear the Miley Cyrus lawsuit thing?
Oh, sure. You want to skip to that?
Yeah, just like because story. I have it, and I don't feel like it's worth
yeah, let's do it. Okay, so here we go. Miley Cyrus has lost her bid to get a $300 million lawsuit dismissed. This is about her song, We Can't Stop, which is 5-6 years old. I don't know how old this song is. Play a little of that so we can hear what Miley Cyrus's version sounds like, just to refresh your memory. Play the hook.
Yeah, I don't recognize this.
Yeah, you would recognize it if you...
Where is that hook?
I don't know. There it is. You know this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird remix of it. This is not the song.
This is the song. This is pulled from the station.
Oh. Yeah, well, that... But there it is. You can hear it. We can't stop and we won't stop.
All right. So what was this? Someone was suing her because they thought of that first?
There's a guy. It's really not even about the We Can't Stop lyric. It's a different lyric in here. So, a New York federal judge decided to deny her motion to dismiss this case filed by an artist named Flower Gone, spelled like the dusty flour that you'd use to make bread with, F-L-O-U-R. His real name is Michael May. He's a Caribbean songwriter and sued, saying, I wrote that song a long time ago. She took my phrase and put it into her song, and that this was a popular song in 1988. Which I don't even know if she was born then. He has a song that contains the lyric, we run things, things no run we. Miley Cyrus's song says, we run things, things don't run we. And
oh,
he
I
says,
see, but she needed that in order to get to the nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Or something. And he's saying, she stole that thing from me. We run things.
So what do you say?
No run we. No. Some obscure song from the Caribbean that it actually sounded to me like he said, we no run away. We no run away.
Let's hear him again.
Okay. And it's just one lyric. It's such a tiny little.
Yeah, he said away. He said away. He didn't say
things
we.
No run away.
Well,
I know.
Things no run away.
Yeah, way.
It could be we. Well, whatever. Whatever he's saying, you know, he says he's saying we.
So what does
fine.
He want? He wants $300,000.
$300 million.
Oh, $300 million?
Yes, that is what he wants.
Well,
what?
Doobie's not free.
It's cheaper than it used to be, though. Anyway, this guy's suing Miley, and so she's got to deal with that.
I don't know what to say about that.
The judge should have been like, bro, you said away.
You said tings.
We don't run.
Yeah, you said tings.
Even if they're saying the same thing, it's not. Where is that?
Right.
How's that?
It's not.
It's not. I'm with you. Song's 30 something years old, and I mean maybe she has heard it a million. Maybe she did steal it from him. I guess he's got to prove that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A new holiday.
Oh my god, what's it all about?
Is everybody ready for the next new holiday?
I am. Oh my god, I can't
wait.
After these,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Don't worry. Don't panic. Coming up at 9 o'clock. And then throughout the day, we have Panic at the Disco tickets.
Oh.
I know. I'm trying to be a little
good one.
Punster there. So it's 9 o'clock and throughout the day. We actually have them at 11, 1, 3, and 5 as well. Panic at the Disco coming up.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. You can find everybody on this show through RadioAlice.com. That's the best place to look.
Sure.
In fact, if you go to the Looking Glass, you can watch us live and in color.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're in HD. HD. We look amazing.
We are?
Mm-hmm. Oh. They're HD cameras. I think it says HD right on them somewhere.
Does it?
I don't know. I feel like it's screaming HD at me. It's screaming, I can see into your pores, man.
I meant to do this story yesterday when I first saw it, and it's sort of half the story it was yesterday and in the Chronicle.
Oh.
But it was a big piece done on the San Francisco car break-ins.
Oh.
And of course, I had mentioned to you that happened to me a couple weeks back and caused me a ton of added grief during already busy weeks for
me. There's some more stuff to put on your list.
Right. I already had a bunch of stuff. I was full. I was all filled up with stuff. And then that jumped into my day. But anyway, what the article was saying yesterday, and this one sort of touches on, is that things are actually better now than they were. It used to be 85 smash and grabs a day in San Francisco.
Which actually seems low.
And now we're down to 60. Oh. It seems low?
Yeah. Seems I would have thought way more than that per day.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like that's a lot.
That's people, like people with a out complete, there looking all the time.
Complete disregard. Mm. And that's what mine was, broad daylight.
Yeah, on a busy street.
Yep.
And you were only there for 5 minutes.
So it makes the news because they've got an actual, well, not only because those numbers are ridiculous, but they've got a tracker. And that's, people told me, oh, you've got to report it. They're tracking this so they can keep track of how many. They do have a tracker. It's a map of San Francisco, and it tells you the places you're most likely to get smash and grabbed, which include the touristy areas, Golden Gate Park and Lombard Street and more. So you can look that up in the Chronicle. But 60 a day is where we're at in terms of smash and grabs.
Well, thing one, don't leave anything that looks valuable on your front seat.
Right, right, exactly.
They'll
right.
Try and they'll walk by you, usually. Well, but there are people who just walk down the street, just they're not even going to smash your window. They're just trying your doors.
Just see that in the middle.
Flicking every single
at
one.
At the hour we drive, you see that all the time
people
in the morning.
People walking down the street trying doors.
Right. Yeah.
I would love to steal your stuff since you've left it here for me.
I think there was a story yesterday, Vinny, that I forgot what town it is in the East Bay. 36 cars got their windows broken.
In one day?
Mm-hmm. In one, like, overnight.
Oh.
Mm.
Sounded like a neighborhood.
Well, people are, you know, like, they're all in, you know? But I'm doing this, and I'm doing it all night. I'm going to get some stuff. Check everybody's glove box.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when I first saw this, I thought we have more than enough holidays.
Oh, I feel like we need
too many.
At least one more. And
way
it's
too
the
many.
Day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we need way more. But it depends on what we're
well,
celebrating.
Well, that's not.
Too.
That's
what are
not. We, maybe I've misled you. A new survey found Americans would be okay with one more commercial holiday that's centered around shopping.
Oh.
But
oh.
they want it to be a day where we buy for ourselves.
Oh, me
don't,
day.
Don't
that's
do that.
Every day.
You don't
that's
need a day for
day.
That. Why
yeah,
are you
You can
tripping?
Go anytime you want and buy yourself. Well, people want an excuse. I never buy anything for myself. If only there was a me day. Shopping
oh,
for...
Oh, boy.
It's called
Sorry.
selfie shopping.
That bottle, that bottle of wine, that's for you.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
If you heard that background voice, it was Siri.
I did. Yes. What was that?
Siri. Just,
oh. You know, she talks sometimes.
We were talking to her. Anyway,
what are they going to call it? Are there
well,
like,
they have
when is
treat
it?
Yourself day?
What date?
Well, that's the next question: is when do you wedge that in?
Well, treat August yourself. Doesn't have any.
Most that okay. So first, people are like January would be the best time, and I'm thinking we're
no.
all recovering from Christmas.
I don't need another holiday in January. And there is even ML King Day is in January. February has a couple things,
but August
March doesn't really have. Oh, March has St. Patrick's Day.
August makes the list. As
they're
one
saying
of the
it's
months.
They're saying treat yourself day. It's not yourself. It's yourself.
Oh, treat yourself.
It's October 13th.
Who's yourself?
Yo. Treat yo.
I don't want to treat that guy. I want to treat myself. I just say
what,
me day. Come
what do you
on.
Think
every day's me
13th?
Day.
October 13th. Anybody?
No, it's too close to some other holidays.
Yeah, I don't want any of it.
When do you want it?
I don't
August.
Want it. I want
August 1st,
if
middle
I
of the
need
summer.
Something, I'll buy it and then. That's fine. And then if I don't, then I don't need to have a reason to go.
Well, can
spend
I have the
money.
Day off?
Yes. Yes, you can.
If it's a day off, I want it.
That's a real treat. That's how you really treat yourself.
I'd really much rather have a day off after the Super Bowl. I really feel like that's one of the few days a year where no one wants
to
come to
work. What
if
it's a really boring Super Bowl with a crappy halftime show?
Then I still want the day off afterwards. Right. If I could have that. What just dinged?
I don't know. That wasn't my bell.
That needs to be someone's NBC. Text.
Is that your text?
No.
Nope. Oh. No. Nope. It was Bryn.
Bryn.
Random
Bryn.
Noise boy.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, I love those.
Oh, man.
Fast fact.
Actually, let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Yay! It's time to play a game. Remember, if I win, you owe me $5 more.
As you know, Michael Keaton played Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Tim Burton's first choice to play Beetlejuice was...
Oh, I've read this before.
Will he get it?
Johnny Depp.
No, it's like somebody... Is it like a Tom Selleck type person?
Not Tom Selleck.
Ed Norton Jr.
No, he's...
It is not Ed Norton Jr.
Val Kilmer. Viggo Mortensen.
No, it's an old-timey.
Oh.
Old-timey. Ding.
Ding. Kevin Spacey.
Ding, ding.
Are you going to give a clue?
Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams would be good.
Yeah, that would have been good.
A clue.
I think we're past the point where anybody can win any money off of this.
Okay. So you just want a clue.
Yeah, actually, in the Jack real Nicholson. Game rules, you're supposed to give us choices.
Yeah, there's no rules.
Yeah, there are.
Junior is in his name. He's a junior.
Frank Sinatra. Junior. Sammy Davis Jr.
It is Sammy Davis Jr. was Tim Burton's first choice to play Beetlejuice.
Oh,
wow.
I run Beetlejuice.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe.
I said no way.
Didn't he get cancer and die?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I died too soon. I couldn't play Beetlejuice.
When Oreos first debuted in 1912, there was the original flavor and a lemon meringue flavor.
Ooh, oh, lemon Oreos. Mm.
The lemon meringue ones were discontinued 8 years later and never came back.
Oh. They bringing them back? Is that what the story's about?
The liquid metal effects in Terminator 2 Judgment Day were created with the very first version of Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's really
right.
Neat.
You got it.
Those were pretty good. Remember that guy would come back and you'd shoot him and it'd be all liquid and he'd
neat.
Come back together.
Super cool, huh?
Yeah, special effects, they're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
So we've come a long way since that.
What happened was with Sammy Davis Jr., David Geffen, who was producing Beetlejuice, said, "Before we audition Sammy, let's give this kid Michael Keaton a shot."
Oh.
And then Tim Burton was just blown away by the audition, and he just gave it to him.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, Michael Keaton's, his first movie was like...
Mr. Mom.
No. He did a Ron Howard movie. I can't think of it. It's like Night Shift or something.
Oh,
like
I love that.
That
movie with Fonzie.
Yeah.
Oh. With Fonzie.
I don't know if that was his first movie, but it was early, early Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Where he played a... Didn't he play a crazy guy?
I think that it was Night Shift. They played... I think they were worked in a mortuary or something like that, and then they needed money, and they...
But he played like a crazy guy with tons of ideas, right?
Bill Blazejowski.
Oh.
Yeah, Night Shift, then Mr. Mom was right after that. That was the movie.
When was Pacific Heights? He was great in that.
Oh, that was way later.
He's a nutcase.
1990.
Oh. What was... Read the premise of Night Shift.
All right, here we go.
A
morgue attendant is talked into running a brothel as his workplace after his deceased pimp is sent there. However, the pimp's killers don't look too kindly on their new business, nor does the morgue's owner.
Oh, whoa.
That sounds fun.
Yep.
Debauchery at the morgue.
A new study looked at 6,838 families to figure out which kids are most likely to bully their siblings. And the answer is the youngest sister. She just can't stop torturing people. Oh, no, that's a joke. Okay, I didn't. It's the older brother.
Oh, it's the older sister in mine.
What is this?
I was terrible. I ruled at those three kids. I was one of the three kids.
You ruled them?
I was just so mean. I look back on it, and I just feel terrible about it.
Researchers found the oldest kid in a family is most likely to bully the siblings, especially if it's a boy.
Bossy, stubborn, bully.
That's me.
Play it.
Don't play it.
That's what a billionaire spends her money on.
Bossy. Bossy. That's me.
Well, she thought Bossy. She was changing the narrative.
Did it work?
I don't know. Did it? You tell me.
I don't know. I know two women that are pretty bossy.
Like a boss.
Who are you talking about,
I'm
buddy?
Not bossy. I am the boss. Yeah. That, isn't that Sheryl Sandberg's thing? I'm not bossy. I am the boss.
Bitch.
Biatch. Yeah, I'm bitchy, bossy, stubborn. Bitchy, bossy, bossy, stubborn. Bitchy, bossy, stubborn, bossy.
Check.
That's her thing?
Play it.
Isn't that her quote?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm Sarah. Not bossy. I'm the boss.
I don't know about that. I'll take it.
A rap song.
A rap song.
Oh, pushy too. I'm pushy too.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there now, especially if you look at social media, where the attempt is to help bring people to a better place in their head. You see all this positive stuff on Instagram. You go, well, all right. Well, so if the internet is full of haters, this is the other side of that, where everyone's like, it's okay that you can't button your pants. You're still good enough. Look at that.
That's great.
I'm a fat ass, but I'm still good enough.
Yeah. Well, listen, they sell larger sizes. I'm just going to go get some of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean. There's tons of that, like, positive.
Yes, and as well there should be. It's fantastic. Who doesn't need that?
Right. Well, I don't really need it, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, you're perfect, so. Why would you?
Right. Anyway, your big bro is a bully, just so you know.
Or your big sister. Hello.
Or your big sister. I didn't do that.
Yeah, you were just looking to get out of there.
I was busy with my own thing. In fact, we fought because I was like, please just leave me alone.
Yeah, get out of here.
Go find something to do of your own.
Yeah.
I don't
get your own interests. These are my interests.
Right.
You should like focus on something else.
I'm trying to do my thing.
Why don't you go help Dad with some chores or something?
Over here.
He loves help with chores.
Which, by the way, is illegal, and I don't want to be in trouble for getting you into pot.
Right.
So could you just go
it's
away?
It's too late, brah. Come on, man. Share.
You can't believe. You cannot believe.
Well, if only it had been legal.
Dude.
Oh, you were still too young.
I was so young, and I remember my buddy like at some party going, bro, I saw your little brother riding his bike to Santa Ana. And I'm like, that's a 25-minute drive at best into the worst neighborhood.
Listen, he needed to get there.
On bike.
And his big brother wouldn't take him.
Hours. That's a bold commitment.
Did you hit him up later? Like,
hey, man,
here you went to Santa Ana.
Get me a dime bag too?
You get some for me?
So dumb. No, I never wanted to be party to any of that stuff. Crazy kid.
Can't wait to hear his speech at your wedding. It's going to be great.
There won't be one. We're not doing that.
Oh my God, of course you are. You can't not have speeches at the wedding.
It's
ridiculous. I realized
when we talked about it earlier, that has to not happen.
Oh my God.
Let us know if you need to step in.
Yeah, Hooman would be happy to step in.
I have some thoughts.
Of course you do.
Some
oh my God. You should definitely
God.
Have Hooman speak.
Do
that would
I
be
really
the
want
highlight.
The Hooman show
you
happening
do.
Right there at my
you
wedding.
You definitely do.
Anywhere.
Lord knows. You know what? I'm going to have to bring this. Lord knows how many people's names and businesses.
Yeah, you guys bring all your bells.
My God.
Okay, just so you know that is not happening.
Yeah, it is.
Before we get into the speech for Vinny, I just want to say thank you to the Men's Warehouse for this beautiful suit I'm wearing.
Yes.
Were you talking to any friends about it earlier?
And I'd also want to say thank you to the Fairmont for the incredible massage on my way in. And wonderful facial.
Don't worry.
I also want to say
none of this is happening.
Big shout out to My Pillow. For the wonderful sleeping quarters and accessories last night in the room.
Okay, I'll read text on the other side of this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.